Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Against ruthless opposition, all right, in our search for the missing scientists, and so the dread secret of the death ray. After locating one of the scientists, only to learn that someone had beaten us to the information, the faithful Angelo and I returned to Rio. But Sir Giles Davenport was missing. At first, it seemed that my dancer friend, Fay Corelli, was involved in this, but investigation seemed to prove it unfounded. However, as Fay had warned me, I had enemies at El Rocco, where she danced. The lights went out suddenly. Only Faye could get me out of this. The place was in a darkened uproar as Faye guided me swiftly between the crowded tables.
We must hurry, Monsieur Booth. Already they will be searching for you.
They, my dear? Who are they?
These enemies I tell you about. And if the lights go on without warning and they find me assisting you to escape, it will be no good.
Your enemies too?
Ask no questions now, please. Keep your mind on getting between the tables.
Tight squeeze most of the way.
We are fortunate that the place is enjoying a big crowd.
It'd be an angry crowd if the lights stay out too long. Where are you leading me?
To a certain corner. I am feeling my way along the wall now.
Yes. With this corner?
There you will find the only way of escaping without first going through the main doors, Mr. Bruce.
Secret exit, it sounds like.
No. Just a ventilator.
Ventilator?
Oui. I think we are almost... Oui, here it is.
All I can feel is a curtain.
That is the drape that conceals the bottom part. You must get behind the curtain, Mr. Bruce. You will find it a tight squeeze.
I was thinking much the same.
But you must force your way through. It is the only chance. And hurry, please. I will telephone you as soon as it is safe.
Right. I'll be at hotel suite. Bye for now.
Goodbye, Mr. Bruce, and good luck.
This will either be Angelo or Fay. Let's see. Carson.
Oh,
it's you, Fay.
Oui, forgive me. I'm so overcome with relief, I am without words. You are all right?
More or less. It was a tight squeeze, you know.
You did not hurt yourself?
No, not at all. Apart from a bedraggled suit, sound as a bell. Been hoping I'd get a ring from you.
It is not possible for me to ring up moments sooner. Oh, my dancing was dreadful, though I was so concerned for you. I think perhaps you are caught in the ventilator.
No. Out in no time. Anyway, the lights. How long were they out?
Oh, for perhaps 3 or 4 minutes after you go.
And what about these enemies of mine who haunt El Rocco?
They are mad with rage. All over their faces it is written.
They didn't suspect you of anything, I trust.
Oh, no.
Howsoever, you'll probably be able to identify them for me now.
Identify?
Yeah, point them out.
But I do not know one from the other.
Oh. I thought you, saw the rage written all over their faces.
You know me, Monsieur Bruce. That is just my silly way of saying things.
Oh, well. Expect that's the reason why I like you.
Of course, Monsieur Bruce. It is so different for you to have the company of someone who is so warm and open.
Different? Divine, you mean.
Ah, Monsieur Bruce. I am longing for to see you again. But I have more dancing to do tonight.
And we'll be seeing each other in the next day or two. Bound to.
Of course. But what of the one with the red hair?
The one with the...
The painter of birds.
Oh, Hetty. Hetty Fitzhenry.
Oui. I hope you will not be wasting any time with that one. She is not for you, Monsieur Bruce.
Wasting time with her? With you around? Perish the thought.
You will need to treat her with what you call stern. She has too much to say, too much opinion. Take my advice, Monsieur Bruce.
Scarcely ignore it.
But now I must go. Soon I dance again. Good night, Monsieur Bruce.
Night, Fay. And thanks. How could a man suspect Fay after she had shown me the emergency exit from El Rocco? How could a man suspect a creature like that at any time? I didn't dwell on Hetty Fitzhenry. She was rapidly becoming an unknown quantity, too. Howsoever, I sat by the phone there in my hotel suite. Angelo was out making inquiries about his master and my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport. It was after midnight when he rang.
May I present my apologies for his lateness, then, O'Connor?
Oh, don't be silly, old chap. But where are you?
On the outskirts of the city, senor.
And obviously no sign of Sir Giles as yet.
Unfortunately not. I have already telephoned to his apartment, but there's still no answer.
I've been phoning myself just to check.
I grow more gravely disturbed.
So, something very, very wrong.
I'm following certain lines of inquiry. They will occupy me throughout the night.
Anything I can do, Angelo?
It is better that I attend to this part of it, senor. But what took place at El Rocco?
Oh, yes.
I'm most anxious to know.
Well, as you predicted, there was trouble.
I warned you, senor.
No, don't worry. It wormed way out of it.
You were able to extract anything from the dancing senorita?
Oh, yes. She'd been to the apartment.
Then I was indeed right about her perfume. I knew it.
Howsoever, she admitted it.
She did?
So, went there in the first place to find out where I'd gone. In the second place, to find out when due back. In fact, Sir Giles invited her to drop in again, so it seems.
His Excellency invited her.
So, old boy's been getting in under my neck.
What is that, senor?
Oh, let it pass. Point is, I don't think Fecarelli has anything to do with Sir Giles' disappearance.
Of course, senor, it is your habit. Never, if possible, to think any wrong of the other sex.
Well, after all, old chap, I hate ever having to.
It would be well to look upon her as one who is not our friend.
They say it better.
As we must look upon the one with the redness of hair and greenness of the eye.
Oh, Hetty, eh? Don't know how a fellow comes to pick such doubtful women. Howsoever, Angelo, I'll let you get on with the job. Where shall I see you?
Perhaps if you do not hear from me before, it would be best that you call at the apartment of His Excellency at the hour of 9 in the morning.
9 or thereabouts. Right, old chap. And good hunting. In spite of all, I too am gravely worried about Sir Giles.
I was looking forward to your arrival, senor.
Right on time, Angelo. But what further news?
Nothing yet of His Excellency.
Oh, bad.
Extremely.
Oh, you haven't had any sleep, eh?
Ah, that is of little consequence. Senor, I will not sleep until he is found.
Now, let's see. Over 12 hours gone, to our knowledge. You know, if he doesn't turn up before day's out, we'll have to inform police. Much and all, as I dislike going outside for help when we're on such a secret assignment.
With my knowledge and acquaintances, I believe I can progress equally as swiftly. For instance, I have found out something already that will surprise you, senor.
And that?
The dancing senorita is not the only visitor to His Excellency.
No?
The evening before last, another friend, or shall I say acquaintance of yours, was seen to enter and leave.
Woman?
Indeed.
Well, couldn't be Hetty if she wasn't back.
The senorita is one of your own nation.
Elena's... Not Elena Jensen.
See, the one who conducts the business of old wares. It surprises you, senor.
So, rocks me, in fact. Old boy's really getting in under my neck. Elena, eh? And what the blazes would she be doing here?
It would not be a waste of time to inquire into that, perhaps.
Oh, you're dead right, Angela. Yeah, she should be opening up that shop for business about now. I'll get down there pronto. You have a rest, old chap. Wait here. I'll be right back. I've said before that it was strange how the cool and collected Helena Jansen kept turning up. What would bring her to Sir Giles' apartment? I thought of many reasons, but the one that Helena gave when I reached her shop in Rua de Uvidor was the least expected.
Really, Mr. Carson, when you drop in, as you say, you do insist upon asking the most surprising questions.
Oh, just a little, something I want to clear up.
Then, if this will help you, I was at Sir Giles' apartment the evening before last.
Alone?
I trust you're not suggesting anything, Mr. Carson?
No. As I said, just a little something.
Quite alone. Alone on each of my visits.
You were there before that?
I was. And what's so extraordinary about it?
A little unexpected.
After all, Sir Giles did invite me.
Oh, you did, eh?
I thought you might have known why by this.
Oh, no, afraid not.
Then you haven't seen it yet?
No, Miss Jansen, I haven't seen it.
I do hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
Contrary, making this even more confusing.
I don't care for that attitude, Mr. Carson. Since you goad me into it, I'll tell you. Sir Giles called in here in the first place.
Called in here?
This shop.
Quite. Go ahead.
He wanted to buy a gift for you. Thought I might be able to provide him with a pipe for your famous collection.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
I had a period Spanish pipe. I mentioned it to you, if you recall.
So, I do.
Sir Giles considered that it might be the very thing. However, he was keen to see anything else. I conduct a great deal of my business on a personal, private plane. In other words, I visit the homes of my clients. That's how I came to call upon Sir Giles. I do hope I've been able to clear up a little something.
To a point, yes.
Though I'm still at a loss to know why you aren't aware of it all. Of course, Sir Giles may have something else in mind.
I don't know what he has in mind. You see, I haven't seen him since my bird-watching jaunt inland.
Oh, I took it for granted you had. I'm sorry.
The fact is, old boy's not home.
Not at home, you say?
I'm afraid not.
I'm sure he said he'd be there to greet you.
He wasn't there.
Then where is he?
Rather in the dark about that.
There's nothing wrong, I trust.
Why should there be anything wrong, Miss Jensen?
Why, I don't know. But that's his affair, no doubt. Now, Mr. Carson, if I've been of any help...
You have, sure you.
Then I'd better attend to other things.
Of course. Very much obliged. I'll be getting along.
Ah, Senor, at last you're here. You just miss it, Senor.
Miss what, old chap?
The telephone call. She will not disclose who she is, but she gives me the instructions how His Excellency may be found.
Ah, helping hand at last.
But that voice, Senor.
Yes, Angela, what of it?
It seems I have heard it before, and therefore I am unable to say whether this is a hand to help or to destroy.
Why, sir?
The voice was that of an Americano.
You mean Hetty Fitzhenry?
Si, Senor. It is my belief that she is no good friend to our cause.
Helena Jensen was strangely upset all of a sudden when she heard that Sir Giles was absent from his apartment. A call from her would not have surprised me so much, nor from Fecarelli. But Hetty, the ladies were leading us quite a dance in Operation Death Ray.
Undercover Carson, starring Barry Cookson, is written by Michael Noonan and produced for Macquarie by Walter Pym.